can't run the football and you're basically forced to throw it every down. Does that change things a lot for you?
It's the NFL. There's going to be weeks when you're not able to run the ball like you want to. We knew coming in they had a good run defense, and that's something we prepared for, something that we expected. And you have to be able to execute throwing the ball. It's a throwing league, and they have a good run defense. We should be able to throw the ball.
Ryan, how frustrating was it to go into halftime trailing when you had moved the ball and had to settle for two field goals at that point?
I wasn't worried about trailing. I was frustrated that we weren't scoring touchdowns. You know, we'd move the ball kind of sporadically, not consistently. And we need to score touchdowns when we get down to the red zone. And that's what it comes down to, is scoring touchdowns when you get down there and making it pay off.
The inability to run the football and set some things up, how tough does that make it in that huddle to get things going?
It changes the game a little bit. It takes us out of a few things we do, but it also opens up some other things. You know, like I said, they're keeping base defense on the field, so we should be able to throw the ball against that, and we finally got into a rhythm of taking advantage of what was there.
You talked about them doing things to take Mike Wallace out of the game, but you were able to throw the ball around to different guys. Charles Clay got involved, Hartline got involved, and Gibson did some good things for you, so you were able to spread the ball around.
Yeah, like I said, you know, it's frustrating for Mike. I've been there playing receiver back in the day when they take you away, and it's frustrating. But by them taking him away, it really opened up, you know, Gibson, Hardline, and even Clay. So frustrating for Mike, but at the same time, it opened up some other things for us.
It seemed like in the second half, you tried to get the ball to Mike in a couple different situations. Was that something you talked about going into the second half?
Yeah, we knew we wanted to get him involved. Like I said, they didn't come out and play the way we expected them to play in the first half. So we made a little few adjustments at halftime and wanted to get him involved. You know, took a couple shots deep to him, just missed on one. And those are going to pay off. He's going to catch those and run them for big touchdowns.
How would you say the offensive line did tonight?
I think they did a good job. They protected well, especially in the second half. Helped us string together some points, that one long drive for a touchdown in the second half. Like we said, running the football is tough. We knew coming in they were going to play a five-man front. Backers are really good behind them. But they did a really good job pass protecting, and that's what it comes down to. We were able to move the ball and score points.
A couple more guys.
Is working underneath.
Yeah, he's kind of, the two guys are kind of jumping on him, talking to him. Obviously, he's a competitor, so, he's drawing back. But that's a critical situation for us. I don't remember exactly what yard line on, but if we get a 15-yard penalty, it makes it a tough field goal for us. We have a lot of confidence in Caleb, but a 55-yarder is much harder than a 40-yarder. So I just wanted to make sure we get him out of there and not have a penalty.
Do you put it on yourself to kind of sometimes be the referee? Not the referee, but, the guy who keeps people in line?
Yeah, for sure. Offensively, that's kind of my job is, get guys going down the field. If something's not happening the way we want it to, the way we expect it to, correct it and not have dumb penalties.
The touchdown pass to Hartline, were you going to him all the way? I mean, it was a DA. From the start, was that
well, we had a play called where we could hit Mike on one side and Hartline on the other side. They ended up bumping him off, so my initial reaction was go to Mike, but then they clouded Mike up and made it tough to get him the ball. So it came back to Hartline. He ran a great route. I was able to hit him for a touchdown.